Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So, how you doing? That was a lot. How you doing? Like I said, I saw you. I'm like, because we, you know, I'm very sympathetic to anyone who's gone through any, you know, you've Tommy John, right? You didn't have the brace. You had the Tommy John.
Tommy John. Yep. Yeah. Tommy John. With the brace. Hybrid procedure.
Okay. Oh, hybrid.
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know if who else had the hybrid? All I've heard was like the brace and the Tommy John. I've never heard of like the hybrid.
Let me think. Recently, I don't know what TJ guys have been.
Well, I mean, like for instance, I know that like Giolito just came. He's come on a few times, a couple recently. He had the brace. I think. Yeah, he had the brace. But anyway, the most important thing is that I saw you. I'm like, oh, you don't have that contraption on you. Like I went over to Daniel Bard's house and he had that contraption. I feel like, so like you can't, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah. You wear it for 6 weeks and you know, you're kind of limited. You know, you have to shower with a bag on your arm. You have to.
Six weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, 6 weeks. So you're kind of, yeah, you're stuck.
All right. So
I'm glad I'm out of it.
So yeah, well, you're on the right track. So tell me where you're at now. I mean, let's just get to the meat and potatoes, so people know where you're at now, what the prognosis is, what you know. I know timelines. It's I say. You ever see the movie Zero Dark Thirty?
No, but I know of it. Okay. Rewatch it.
Well, at one point she goes, I know that certainty freaks everybody out. So we don't mention timelines. So, but still we can get an estimate of a time. Like, tell me where you're at, what your prognosis is going forward.
Yeah. So right now, just continue to, you know, do my rehab stuff, build up strength, you know, more or less a normal off season without the throwing. But I'll start throwing here on the 24th.
Ooh.
And then that'll be, you know, start the progression of, you know, light catch to, you know, all the way to get on the mound, face some hitters, hopefully in the summertime. And then we'll see from there. But as of right now, you know, almost 6 months post-op, things have been, you know, going well. And there hasn't been any incidences of setbacks or anything like that. So yeah, like you said, a timeline is tough just because, mm-hmm. you know, the real intensity parts haven't started yet. But we'll see. And, you know, we're kind of just taking it day by day and hoping that, you know, the body continues to respond well to everything I'm doing and can continue to progress.
But you have the 24th. I mean, that's great. You know, have that day to, which is, if my math is correct, when you're taping this 14th, that's 17 days? 17 days. Yeah. I mean, so that's great. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's, and because when it happens, when you find out, and I think that when we talked during the season, you know, it was, I think you were sort of, you know, it wasn't feeling great, but you didn't know yet and whatever. But when you definitively find out, for anybody that you know, oh, this is going to be a long time.
Yeah.
You never had to deal like with that, anything like that in your life, right?
Never. Yeah. Never. No, for me, it was even this past season, you know, getting the flexor strain injury that it started out with and then rehabbing that back. That was even the longest time I had, you know, taken a step back from playing baseball, you know, and then to go out on rehab assignments and to be so close and to kind of have that setback that even kicked the can down the road further. So yeah, it was definitely, you know, a reality of like, man, you're not going to be pitching for, you know, a long time. You kind of have to accept that. And it take some time for you to, you know, wrap your head around it, because you can always go with like, what if I did this? What if I did that? And thankfully I had the right people in my corner to just say, hey, like, this happens. There's no one moment, you know, it's how you rebound from this and how you come back and how you adapt. So, just framing the lens of there are better days ahead helped me, you know, a ton to get through, you know, the early days and then the days like, you know, today where we're so close to throwing, but it's like continue just to stack those days.
Was there one voice? I mean, a lot of people helped, like you said, but did one hit one?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys that had gone through it before, you know, I talked with Sean Doolittle. He was our, you know, assistant pitching coach, pitching strategist. I talked to Joe Ross, who was one of my teammates, guys that had just gone through it. Cade Cavalli, you know, he's one of the top prospects with the Nationals currently. He was still going through it, his rehab. Just pretty much all the guys in the clubhouse that I could speak to. And then, you know, when I would go outside of the organization, I would talk to my friends, Andre Jackson. He was, you know, over in Japan, he had Tommy John surgery a few years ago, and just getting their input because like the first few nights when I had found out, it was hard to sleep. It was just
not because of the pain, because of what's going on in your head.
Yeah. Your mind's racing. You're thinking like, man, like I really could have done something different. And I think everyone goes through it, but in talking with these people, it gave me like a point of guidance of like, there's nothing you could have done in the past to potentially avoid this. So how do you adapt and come back from this? And that helped a lot.
I love what a lot of what you guys are doing, what you guys are. I got a chance to sit down with James Wood. All right, here's trivia question. All right, you know James well, or?
Yeah, just in being in the clubhouse.
Okay.
You know, when he came up and.
Then you probably won't get this, but his dad is known for what?
I think he played football.
Almost. He played basketball, okay. And he was on a Richmond team that upset Syracuse. I think it was like the only 16 seed beating a 1 seed.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can have that. That one's for free. but it's like, listen, it's a good group. So what I want you to do, if you can, I want you. We've been focusing so much on the Dodgers and these other teams. The Mets had a great year. You know, obviously, you know, Soto, like everything else. But one thing that baseball has taught us is that you don't have to have the biggest payroll to win, right? You don't. You have to have talent, but you don't have to have the biggest payroll to win. And if you have the right combination of guys, and you guys have a very unique combination of guys. So I want you, if I'm Rizzo or David Martinez, say, okay, you know what? Special guest speaker, we're putting the stool in the middle of the room. First day of spring training. Let's workshop it. What are you saying to the guys?
I was waiting for you to say something like this, because I think this upcoming year, you know, we're finally going to start to hit that stride where the young studs are up and they've sustained some type of success and they can build off of that. And then you have the right veterans in the clubhouse, bringing a guy like Josh Bell back, bringing Trevor Williams back, Soroka and Nate Lowe. I think those will be good additions as well. And you look at the roster and you're like, guys, like, we can definitely compete with this division and compete in the National League. If you look at how we played last year and the years prior as well, it always comes down to how we play in division. So this past year, you know, we took care of the Marlins pretty well. We played the Braves pretty well. But we didn't play the Mets well, and we didn't play the Phillies well. The year prior, it kind of flip-flopped. So it comes down to, hey, let's take care of the divisional games. That'll give us the leg up. We have the right people. We have the right, you know, group that's meshed with younger, older, and we have fire. You know, we have a lot of guys that are coming up and want to perform, want to play. So it's that understanding of, you know, nothing's given. Nothing is, no one's guaranteed anything. So I think this upcoming year, 2025 season, should really be promising for us, because guys see that. And guys, I guess, when you have the understanding of, I need to put my best foot out there every day, because the organization, you know, is tired of, you know, losing games that we should be winning, it gives you a new edge. And I think this year is going to be really, really promising.
All right. You got me pretty fired up. You got me, I'm buying in, but do you believe the other part of this is, okay, you can say this, but it has to seep in. There has to be a belief. There's like this. Yeah. We think there's the element of, we think we can be good if everything breaks right. Right. Or we know that we're good and we can hang. Do you believe that even so more so than last year? I would think certainly more than last year, because honestly, you know, the Nationals, not that I go to these sites, but like the Nationals had the longest odds of anyone, like heading into the year. Mm-hmm. But now, as you said, you make a lot of good points. Do you believe that having gone through that year, having seen some of these guys play, getting these guys that you mentioned, that when you show up and you put that stool in the middle of the room, that they are going to believe? They are going to actually believe that they can win that division?
I think you have to believe, because that's why we're here, right? You know, you have the talent of James Wood and Dylan Cruz coming up, and you see what they're doing. And then you have the guys all around that have been here, you know, before last year, and you're like, there's no reason guys can't step up and take that next step. You know, I think last year we saw really good steps with CJ Abrams, McKenzie, Jake Irvin, Jacob Young. And then you see they add guys on the corners, Jose Tena, Chaparro, and Yepes. And you're like, these guys can play ball. You know, these guys are finally getting an opportunity to play. And you even shift to the bullpen. You know, you have Jose Ferrer, you have Rob Garcia, who they traded away, but was really dang good. You have some young arms that are promising. So, yeah, I think we should go into spring training understanding that we have the talent. Yeah, it might not be, you know, the high-priced free agent or the high-priced whatever you may have it. But we have the prospects. We have the people that can win games, you know, can be game changers. And we just have to believe that.
Well, you just got an entire fan base fired up. Thank you for that.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.